Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by the Naperville Trolley. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org. This weekend, don't miss out. Naper Settlement is hosting the Naperville Wine Festival. And don't forget, we are going to be giving away free tickets to that festival here on the Dolly McCarthy Show. You just need to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and on Instagram, and leave a message, and we will be picking out a random winner to win two tickets to the Naperville Wine Festival this weekend, August 25th and 26th, at the beautiful grounds of Naper's Settlement. Arthur Murray Dance, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and your first dance lesson is absolutely free. That's right. We're all about the free stuff on this show. Bricconi's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that's family-owned and operated. They won the Small Business of the Year Award in the category of retail. If you've never tried their food before, you're in for a treat. Come visit Bricconi's for a comfortable dining experience. You can also see the famous Pradle Room. That's the old Mayor Pradle, named after the old Mayor Pradle, where they host many of their banquets. Check out Bricconi's.com, the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. And don't forget to mention the Dolly McCarthy Show. If you're a veteran or a member of the military, mention that, and dessert is on me. Absolutely free. I told you, I'm all about the free stuff. And don't forget to try the Dolly Special, which is a meatball pizza. Years ago, I went in there, and Bill Bricconi, or Bill Paws, I should say. I always want to say Bricconi. His last name is Paws. The owner, they're a lovely family, Bill and Vilma Paws. He said, Dolly, you've got to try my meatball pizza. And I thought, meatball pizza, that's kind of hard. That's tricky. How do you balance the meatballs on the pizza? I really am smarter than I look. But anyway, they cut them in. You got to try this pizza. Mention the Dolly Special at Bricconi's. And as I said, if you are a member of the military or a veteran, mention that, and the Dolly McCarthy Show will take care of your desserts. Okay? Absolutely free. We're all about the free stuff on the show. Sullivan Steakhouse, thanks for sponsoring the Dolly McCarthy Show for the last, almost 5 years now. Sullivan Steakhouse offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out SullivanSteak.com. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. Go over there and say hello to my friend Michael Kennedy. Do you ever feel unhappy in the mornings when you get dressed? Oh, isn't that an awful feeling? Okay, this is how the commercial starts out, folks. But really, we want you to think about this. If you look back at old pictures and wish that you were that size again, it may seem impossible to you, but it's not. At least that's according to First Come Fitness. They know that if you want something and you'll work for it, they'll help you work for it together. Jocelyn Shook from First Come Fitness is available to help you. She's not only a physician assistant, but also a health and fitness coach. Jocelyn Shook with First Come Fitness can assist you in helping you lose those extra pounds that have been adding up over the years. Jocelyn can help you get into your pre-baby weight clothes. If you're looking to get stronger, I know I am. Jocelyn has great solutions for you. If this sounds like something you want to get into, then she's the right gal. Check out First Come Fitness on the web or on Facebook. And if you message her, you have to mention the Dolly McCarthy Show. You get a free consultation, absolutely free. Just mention the Dolly McCarthy Show. All right, the Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Clark's Car Care, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. Nice, huh? Emission experts for over 10 years, according to the EPA listing, and conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emissions Testing Center. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. And they're also the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. That's right, any repair. They believe in service that you swear by, not at. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special $17.95 oil change. Yes, you heard that right, $17.95, $27.95 for synthetic. Say hello to my friend Matt Weber over at Clark's Car Care. Happy cars, happy owners.
Hello, Dolly. Versus now Dolly Day,
a new holiday for us all to share.
Dolly McCarthy Day has been declared.
So Dolly never goes, she's here and she's staying. You can feel the room sway while Love and Money's playing all your favorite songs from now to way back then.
So Dolly never go away again.
Hey, guys, you've reached the Dolly McCarthy Show. This is one and only Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning in again. We're going on 4.5 years of this show, and I want to do a shout-out to all my sponsors that I just mentioned for supporting the show for almost 5 years. Without your support, we wouldn't be able to feature non-for-profits. We wouldn't be able to get out there and highlight their events and give them the exposure that they so deserve to make their mission successful out in the Chicagoland area. So we're very proud of our sponsors, very happy with them, and we can't thank them enough for keeping this show going. So how's everybody doing today? What's the good word? Welcome to the program. Hello to everybody on WCKG 1530 AM, Toueyville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, all my loyal, longtime listeners on Blog Talk Radio, where the Dolly McCarthy Show began almost 5 years ago. Hello to everybody at Rivet Radio Network in Chicago. Thanks for all those downloads. My goodness, ever since I started with the half-hour show, the downloads have doubled, which I can't believe. I thought you all wanted the hour show, but I hear that you like this half-hour show because you can listen to it on the train and be done with it, and then you can listen to it or on the way back home from your busy work day. So I appreciate the information, the input. And I see that it's working. Hello to everybody at 1010 News Talk. I am your morning gal, even though I do the show live in the afternoons, they rebroadcast it, oh my goodness, about 10 times every morning. So hello to everybody at 1010 News Talk, all the new listeners there. We really appreciate you. And I love hearing from everybody. So thanks for supporting the show. If you are new to the Dolly McCarthy Show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Good Dolly Show. And we are on Instagram now. Lots of good visuals there. This portion of the Dolly McCarthy Show is sponsored by the Harvest Room in beautiful Palos Heights, Illinois. They have parking, plenty of parking available. If you've not been to the Harvest Room yet, check it out. The concept is really simple there. Farm to feast, from the farm to your table. Most things there are organic, homemade. I mean, even down to their mayonnaise. I went and got a tour recently of their kitchen, and I'm just blown away that someone makes homemade mayonnaise. They're really, really serious about good quality food, and there's lots of vegan options. A great kids menu. We're not just talking chicken fingers and french fries. They've got cage-free eggs, farm fresh chicken from Miller's Farm. I believe they're in Indiana, Miller's Farm. And just delicious food. You have to check out. You have to go try their beef brisket hash browns. They're to die for. Chef Tyler Nelson is over there. We'll do a shout-out to him. Tyler, you're doing a fantastic job over there. This is the Dolly McCarthy Show on WKG.
Yeah,
the Dolly McCarthy Show. All righty. We've got a good show for you today. Lots of good guests on the good show. My first guest, though, is someone that I have been excited to have on. It's been a while. I've been talking about this farm all summer long, and now we have the owner of the farm, Pete is on the line. Pete, are you there from North Fork Farm?
I'm here, Dolly. How are you today?
Hi there. Oh, I'm doing great. It's good to hear from you, Pete. I haven't talked to you in a long time. I'm so glad you could come on the show and talk about, I'm not kidding, I haven't said this to you, Pete, yet, but this is one of my favorite places on this earth. Not just because I'm going to be getting married there in 9 days. Oh, my God. But it is truly beautiful. It is just breathtaking, and you are the luckiest man on the earth. You get to wake up every day to this beautiful farm. And just recently at North Fork Farm, a couple years back, Pete and his lovely wife, Lori, decided that they were going to open up their farm to the public and host weddings there. You have family reunions there, but mostly weddings, and then corporate events can be held there too. But Pete Pasteris is very well known in Naperville. He was also a principal at Naperville North High School. So Pete, a lot of kids listening might recognize, hey, I know that guy. He's over there. He's in Oswego, Illinois. Yes, at 1998 Johnson Road. You can find him now. But I didn't say that. I didn't tell you that. Pete, it's good to have you
Not
on
a
the
problem.
Show. Let's talk a little bit about farm and the history of the farm first.
Okay.
Is it true that the U.S. President Polk? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. If you go way back in history, before the president owned a lot of the land, the way it was set up, and then people eventually that moved here somehow got the deeds, they stayed claimed the land. So he was the original owner. Although there was only a couple people, we were like the third one because Howard Gangler owned a farm, and my father bought it from him in 1961. It was an asparagus farm in at that time. And we bought it, and I grew up here. So I was 3 years old, not to date myself, but we moved here from Joliet, Illinois. My dad ran heavy equipment for his cousins, Pete and Tony Farrell. And he wanted to find a little place fairly close by out in the country. It sat up on a hill, and here we are. So I grew up on the farm, it was kind of a hobby farm. My dad had an Appaloosa horse that was well-known for his color and that, and it was just awesome. So, my wife and I eventually, Lori and I, built a home on here with the gentleman I used to teach with from Joliet. He builds one house a year. Mike Munkin. The name might be familiar. His son, Jeff, is the head football coach at Army. And he built the home for us in 01. And that's kind of, we got involved in thoroughbred horse racing, breeding quality line thoroughbreds and selling them at Keeneland and Lexington. And it's gone so well that now we're going to start racing officially. But the horses tie right into what we're doing. And it kind of, I know a lot of people want to know, how'd you ever get into the wedding business? Well, before I retired, my daughters had proms out here. They'd have their friends out here for pictures. And many of the parents would come out to take pictures. And I kept hearing them say, boy, this would be perfect for weddings. Have you ever thought about doing it? And I said, no. Both Lori and I said, you know, we were both working and just too busy to do it. And so when I retired 4 years ago, I said, let's look and see if there's any interest. So we put a website together for our farm, and I put a little link on there about wedding just to see if there was an interest. And oh my goodness, it just took off like crazy with all the interest. So I said, well, we need to go get approved, because I, being on the township board, I know that, you know, you have to go through the county and everything and get a special use permit. And so it's kind of taken off from there. Our first year we had, 12 weddings, and then 38 last year, and we have just over 50 weddings this year. So, and we're almost booked out for 18.
Whoa.
So it's kind of really gone crazy.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you and Lori ever get some time off? Do you ever say, this weekend, no wedding, we're going to go away? Or do you get some help?
No, we have not done that. Actually, we're looking at doing this next year. We're looking at possibly first week of August, just not doing weddings that week, and possibly mm-hmm. getting out to Saratoga and New York. And she's always wanted to go to the Today Show, and I want to go to Saratoga racetracks. So we may get away for a week. But
Lori,
you know what?
That's
our busy
Today
season.
Show?
Oh, yeah.
Lori wants to go to the Today Show? I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Get there on live.
I love it too.
Get a
I love watching
poster.
It.
Make sure she's got a poster. I love Pete.
Yeah.
That'll get her on TV.
Yeah.
Well, Lori and
but,
Pete, you guys are just an adorable couple. And
oh,
yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, right. Things probably slowed down a bit there, but the demand probably is such where, and the brides just love it. It's hard to turn people away from the beautiful surroundings and environment of this North Fork farm. You really have to see it to really appreciate. And it's so true to what a farm is. A lot of these farms that have weddings, they're very much commercialized, but you guys have really done a great job of keeping it really true to a farm. You've got the horses, the fencing, and the trees are just incredible. Driving down that long driveway, you almost feel like there's going to be kids swinging from the trees, like that scene in Sound of Music.
Yeah.
It's just
well, it's kind of fallen into that. You know, a lot of these trees, we had quite a few trees anyway, but when I was, I want to say it was the fall of 90, my father and I, we put a number of, I call them twigs, but they're saplings we put in and all kinds. And boy, you're talking, that was almost 20 some years ago. And they've really taken off, and now it adds a lot, especially for shaded areas for people. The horse thing is big too. You know, we tell people, you know, they'll have a second bar for cocktails and then in a real horse barn, but we actually bring horses in and out of there. We just keep it very clean and make sure that it's conducive to doing both, but it's not a barn. It used to be a barn, and there's no animals anymore. We do have thoroughbred horses we bring in and out of there all the time, and it works really well.
They're so beautiful to see them roaming around the fields there. You're just 35 miles southwest of downtown Chicago, 4 miles west of Plainfield in Oswego, Illinois, rolling pastures and views that are just breathtaking. As Pete mentioned earlier, former U.S. President Polk, does anybody remember Polk? What year was he president?
Yeah.
That's a trivia question.
I have to go back. It was in the 1800s.
You got two tickets to the wine festival. Pete and his family
have
been there since 1961.
Yeah.
Sorry, Pete.
Yeah, we have. And well, what's kind of neat, too, is we've kept some of the stuff. Like the old farmhouse we tore down, it was kind of dilapidated when I was growing up as a kid and we were living there. But we kept some key things. My wife kind of got – She goes, why are you keeping those old doors with those crystal knobs? You'll never use them again. Well, guess what? The brides love that stuff, and we use them for, like, display tables and dessert tables. They'll put they'll lay them over either straw bales or whiskey barrels that we have, and next thing you know, it's become a kind of an antique table look. You know, it's really – so a lot of the stuff that we've kept, some of the old stuff that you would think of, why didn't you just get rid of it, it's actually turned out to be very useful. The other thing I think it's kind of – I like the most, and I tell people when we do visits, and you may recall when you came out, we try to do it late in the afternoon. And why is that? Because we sit on a hill, and the primary view is to the east and south. And when the sun is kind of getting lower in the sky, we have the sun behind us. So when we go out of the tent, there's a large patio area for a bonfire area and a sitting wall and that. And it overlooks the valley, just lights up. It is just spectacular. And that's what I like the most. When people tell me, what is the thing you like the most about our place? It's the view. You know, we sit up. It's even on a hot day, it feels, you know, fairly cool. You know, it's not that hot out here with the shade and stuff. But
every weekend you two are so busy with these weddings. And let me tell you, it's Lori and Pete. It's their home too. But and you feel like you feel so welcome that you're part of Pete and Lori's home. The environment is very welcoming and warm. Pete, I have to ask you, and maybe Lori, we'll have her on the show another time and get her intake.
Sure.
What's the best thing about hosting weddings every weekend? You have two or three weddings, right, most weekends?
Yeah, like this weekend we have three, and you're getting married out here next Saturday. We have three that weekend for Labor Day. I'd say the biggest thing is we meet a lot of people. We make their day special for them, that they're happy. I can't tell you how many times people come up to us and said, oh my God, it was the best we could have ever imagined, you know. But I think the other thing is we make and create friends for life. We still stay in touch with people that have been here. I think the other thing that's special about our place I did not mention that to me is more important than anything is it's family. You know, we have my kids are help out and their friends come and help us with stuff, whether it's helping park cars, giving people a ride in a golf car. We give people a ride from their car to the site to sit down and watch the wedding, to just, you know, cleaning up tables afterwards, just setting up whatever. It's kind of a family thing where it's not a job to people. It's kind of a way of life. It's enjoyment. So I think that's the biggest thing.
It sure is.
It's really comes out and stands out for us.
And these brides and grooms, I think they realize how grateful, and they're very grateful how good you guys are to them. I see you, the way you've interacted with your brides and your grooms, and they, you know, it's almost like a pleasure. And that's something unusual when it comes to weddings. Usually, you know, there's a lot of work, it's a lot of hassle, but you look at each bride and groom and say, wow, I can totally see the way your mind frame is, and when you talk to them, how it's everybody is important, and it's their day, and it really, that's one of the great things about North Fork Farm and Pete and Lori over there. Hey, listen, we're almost out of time, but promise me, Lori will come on the show next month, we'll have her on, and talk more about weddings and parties and other events you have at North Fork, but it's so cool. The history of that, too, owned by former U.S. President Polk. Pete, thanks so much for being on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Have a fun time this weekend with all the weddings.
Well, thank
you.
I'll be thinking of you.
Week,
and, you bet. We'll be here. All right. Thank you again. And
check out the website,
all
North Fork. Okay. Thanks, Pete. Check out their website, North Fork Farm. It's nforkfarm.com. You could get all the information and details about weddings and the history and their family and beautiful pictures on there. And there's all kinds of stuff on there, testimonials, contacts, and gallery of pictures for spring, summer, fall, and winter. And don't forget prom pictures. Maybe you can have your next your kids' prom pictures taken there. You got to check with Pete and Lori, though. There's lots of great pictures on there. It's a beautiful site. All right. We have to move on. We are really, really, really excited here on the Dolly McCarthy Show to be sponsoring the Naperville Wine Festival. It's officially festival season. Kemper Lisnick will kick off their wine festivals on August 25th with the Naperville Wine Festival, presented by Northwestern Mutual Chicagoland. The festival takes place this weekend, Friday, August 25th, and Saturday, August 26th at Naper Settlement, beautiful Naper Settlement. Following the Naperville Wine Festival is the Windy City Wine Festival, presented by U.S. Bank, and that takes place on Friday, September 8th and the 9th of September at the iconic Buckingham Fountain. Both festivals will feature more than 300 wines from around the world, a new VIP experience known as the Connoisseurs Club, which will provide attendees access to high-end wines. High-speed internet, too, I think, is thrown in there. Food, local cuisine, live music, and much more. And joining me today on the show, I really appreciate, is Bob O'Neill, the president of the Grant Park Conservancy. Am I saying that right? Yes, Conservancy.
Yes.
That's
yes.
it? Did I yes. got that right, Bob?
That's it. Yeah.
which
Hello,
which
Dolly,
he founded
I'm sure you hear
back
that
in
lot.
2002. How's that? Hi, Bob.
Yes.
How is that?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, good.
That's fine. Good, good. And I want to say hello, Dolly, and I know you probably get that a lot, but and I also like the idea of high-speed wines. Cool thing. So,
yeah, depends on how quickly you drink it.
Yeah, exactly. So you have to drink quickly, and you feel good. No, this is a great...
You've really transformed.
This is a really...
Yeah, this is a great... Sorry, Bob, go ahead. We're having a little delay. Go ahead.
Oh, no, no, this is a really great event, and what's amazing is it's at, it is one of the most beautiful locations in the world because it's Buckingham Fountain with the water going, surrounded by trees, and that whole plaza has, you know, been renovated, and then there's a view of the lake and the skyline of the city of Chicago, and it's an amazing, I mean, it's an honor to actually be in that space and to be at the Windy City Wine Festival. But every year people have an incredible time. It's actually a really reasonable price, and it is the 13th year. So it's really interesting because we partnered with Lollapalooza the same year, and this was its 13th year, and now the Windy City Wine Festival, this will be its 13th year well. So these are
long-running
traditions.
Well, you had a real personal hand. You had a personal, take in transforming the park, too, and hosting all these events and attractions, including that Windy City Wine Festival and Lollapalooza. This is a real passion of yours. You've been doing this since 2002, 15 years now. What has changed
yes.
down there in 15 years?
Well,
and what can
things.
Wine
One,
Festival goers expect this year, too?
Well, let's see, when I started, a few things have changed. I had a lot more hair, and it was 13, I can't believe it. I mean, that's 15 years ago, so time goes quickly. A lot of things have changed. So the park right now, Grant Park, is more active, more interesting, in better shape than it's ever been in its history. So it dates back really to about 1901. But even, you know, things were happening a little bit before then, too. But in its, you know, over 100-year history, it's more exciting, more interesting, more green. And, we have a lot of passion for getting the gardens renovated, working with the Chicago Park District, and really turning it around so it's an attractive space. And what's happened because of that are all these festivals and all kinds of different people and tourists, people from all over, want to be in the park.
Yeah. Well, the great thing about this festival is all the proceeds or a portion of the proceeds from the ticket sales of the Windy City Wine Festival are going to go right back to your group, the Grant Park Conservancy. So that's pretty darn awesome, I must say. Where can people get tickets to the wine festival? Is there
the
a
best
website?
Place is, the best place is the WindyCityWineFestival.com. So
okay. Bob, I'm so sorry.
Really,
we are out of time. But I would love to have you back on the show to talk more about Grant Park and the work there that's going on. I got to end the show. We always end it on a good note, positive, and be good, everybody. Be good to each other and head over to the Wine Festival in Naperville and the Windy City. Thanks, Bob. So long, everybody.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Dolly.